Welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday. This is Heathen in the Hedge, a podcast about marriage, magic, and beyond. My name is Merlin.
And I'm Shay.
Today, our subject in the movies is called Geeks, Goons, Walkers, and sometimes the Living Dead. But here, we're calling them zombies.
Ooh.
Zombies.
Very freaky.
Yeah. So I guess, what do you think about zombies? Well,
yeah, I mean, honestly, I have a lot of opinions, but pretty much, you know, there is a lot to go off of. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of, ideas mm-hmm. and a lot of ways it could happen. And I think, if I had to choose the most probable way, you know, I don't know. But what I think of them is that they're a little scary, they're a little creepy, and it's totally plausible with the way the world is.
Let's just go ahead and start with...
Well, I mean, what do you think? What do you think about zombies? Is it like one of your favorite subjects? I know we were kind of talking
a little bit about subject. How this gets into... It's a fun subject, and yeah. There's a lot of there's a lot of things in society that they represent, that they have represented from the beginning. But, yeah, I think it's a fun subject.
And I know that we were talking a little bit about how much it was in pop culture.
Yeah, where it started in pop culture was in 1968 with a movie called The Night of the Living Dead by George A. Romero. Mm-hmm. And that was basically the marker of the beginning of pop culture zombies as we know them. Like, The Walking Dead wouldn't exist. Mm-hmm. Dawn of the Dead wouldn't exist. Like, none of that stuff would exist without this first movie in 1968.
That is The Night of the awesome. Living Dead. That's so, yeah. Awesome. What I really like about all of that is the way that zombies have completely evolved in our culture. And mm-hmm. now it's really a part of what we see a lot in our cinematography. Like, when you think of the horror genre, like, zombies are a huge part of that. And what's so hilarious is I think that we're overlooking the fact that they could totally happen. I mean, it's pretty cool. I know that we were kind of talking a little bit about in-depth, you know, some things that are going to go along with, like, Black History Month. But in general, we just thought that this episode in particular, it would be really fun to bring up something that is just a little less serious.
Yeah, totally.
So I know that one of the first questions you had on the list was
do you have a zombie survival plan? So
what are we gonna do? So our main question is what are we gonna do if a zombie apocalypse happens?
Yeah, do you have a bug out bag? Like, basically, what are we going to do when shit hits the fan?
So I think, my plan, I do have a plan, and I have revised this plan at least a couple of times, but my plan now is I want to get to a giant cruise ship. I want to get to a sea as quickly as possible, mm-hmm. find a cruise ship as quickly as possible if I can, mm-hmm. and take off in that fucker. And because it's gonna be able to go weeks at a time, especially if I'm just parked somewhere in the middle of the ocean. It's going to have plenty of room, plenty of food, plenty of towels, soap. I mean, everything I could need if there was only, me and a couple of other people on a ship for 500 or more.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that that's my main plan right now. I just want to be able to get away from land. I don't even know if zombies would be able to swim.
Well, there's some, even if they could, they're not going to get on that ship.
I just feel like they wouldn't take the time to swim all the way out to the middle of the ocean and find me. So I feel like I'd be pretty safe off land.
There's some good logistical reasons for a cruise ship, too, because they're literally made and stocked with, up to 2 to 3 weeks worth of, food and supplies. Sometimes more, they're literally made for people to live on full time. Mm-hmm. They got fully stocked pantries, that can feed, up to upwards of 1,000 people for a week. So if you've only got you and your small family or a small group of individuals on one singular cruise ship, if you were smart about it, you could make that last for years, potentially. Years.
And I would cruise on until I found another ship.
Yeah.
And I would just try my best throughout the years, if we could, to locate as many other ships as possible, so we could just kind of make like a cruise ship island, something like that.
Like a water world out in the middle of the ocean. Like
Yeah,
a, yeah.
exactly. I mean, I guess that, yeah, hell yeah, that's a good way to put
Yeah.
it. I'm gonna build a water world. What about you?
I really love the cruise ship idea. Like, that's a pretty solid plan.
Well, good, because we're partners, so it's possible you could be coming with me.
But if that wasn't an option, I
Yeah.
think, 'cause I'm going more towards like more realistic form of a zombie where they're still living beings, they're just diseased people, so they're gonna have a lot of the same weaknesses as we are. They're gonna be able to freeze to death, they will starve to death, they're eventually just gonna like break down and die like every other person when faced with any sort of harsh elements. So my idea is to stay secluded in the wilderness in the north. Like, go somewhere cold, go somewhere that there's gonna be a lot of super fauna that we can hunt and kill and eat and survive on. And kind of just hunker down and wait it out, because if they're making their way up that way and they're just brain dead, diseased humans, they're gonna freeze to death. They're gonna freeze to death before they get to us.
Right,
So,
right. No, I think that's a great plan. I think
yeah.
that's a great plan. And honestly, yeah, I would want to be as far away from people as possible.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's just go straight into the next survival question. I'll give you another statistic, though. Since we're talking about survival, there are 10 to 20 million balls to the wall hardcore preppers right here in the USA today. Like,
Oh wow.
yeah.
I can guarantee you maybe like 70% of them are like rich.
What do you think? What's
Super rich.
before we get into the next question, I'll just ask a side question. What is your view on like extremist preppers?
I feel like if I spent a lot of time worried about every single possible scenario, that I would be poor. And I already am like slightly
Yeah.
poor, so I don't think I'd have the time. But I feel like if you have the resources, I guess, and you
For
have,
sure.
I mean, sure, why not? Why not have like a backup place, maybe with some supplies and,
Yeah.
like just in case. Like, I mean, because who knows? It could be used for anything, not just zombies, but maybe for an
Totally.
earthquake or for
Anything, yeah.
war or for radiation poisoning takeover.
I think it's good to be prepared. I don't know
Yeah.
that I would ever like go
Yeah.
into full
It's a little
fledged,
extreme.
but I think what's silly is you see all of the prepper TV shows like on the History Channel or
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
I think that's silly. If you're gonna make this preparation bunker out in the middle of nowhere, I wouldn't want anybody to know about it,
No,
because
for
you're
sure.
making yourself a target, because they're
Yeah.
not blurring their faces, they're not telling their locations. But if you're any sort of intelligent human being, you would find out where they are. So I think if you're going to be like a radical, like over the top prepper, you should probably keep that shit under wraps
Oh yeah, for sure. For
completely.
sure. Well, there is actually like, didn't you say you knew someone who had the opportunity to be on like a show for building a bunker and they refused because they
Yeah.
just did not want anyone to know their location?
Yeah, somebody that I used to work with, I'm not gonna like say any names,
Well,
but
obviously,
somebody that I used to work with bought a shit ton of land and basically made a huge like survival bunker, like for any type of post-apocalyptic scenario. They bought a bunch of like those big storage containers and buried them and sealed them, and like it's legit. He showed me pictures and stuff of the stuff.
That's very cool.
But he was also always like, you will never know about this. Like, I will, like, I'm nobody knows about
I
this
didn't
piece
tell
of
you
property.
this.
Yeah. But like, that's the smart way to do it. And
Yeah.
he was, the way he did it, I think, was intelligent. Like,
Very.
he's keeping it to himself. It's just for him and his family and like very closest friends. And yeah, even
Yeah.
his dad, 'cause I worked with his dad too. Even his dad doesn't know where it's
I
at.
mean, hey, if I had enough money, I would do it. I would do it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go into the next survival question since we're already there.
Yeah.
What is your top five must-have survival items
Ah, man,
for any scenario? It doesn't have to be zombies necessarily,
yeah.
but
I mean, we are talking about zombies, so I want it to be equipped for zombies for sure. And I mean, it's gonna be a tight list with five. So, you want me to go first?
yeah, go for
Okay,
it.
okay. So I would say definitely I want to have some type of weapon. I mean, I'd want to have some weapons, but if I had to have one weapon, I feel like I'd have to choose something like that was not a gun. So I'm gonna choose like a garden hoe, like a backhoe type. Like, what is it? Like with a long handle. And I should know that, but
Like a garden
like a
hoe?
garden hoe, yeah. You know what I
I
mean?
don't think that's blunt enough, but I mean,
But
that you could
if I
still.
sharpen the edge enough
Yeah.
and reinforce the handle, it's long, so I don't have to get
A
close.
shovel could be
And
good.
yeah, maybe even a
A
shovel.
sharpened shovel.
Maybe a shovel, yeah. Let's say a shovel or something with a long handle and a sharp end. Even a bat, you know what I mean? But I needed to have something sharp on it. So if I could have enough length between me and something else, I can swing it around and, you know, knock the crap out of everything that's around me without putting myself in harm's way. But that would be my biggest number one. And then number two, I would want to have something like a fire starter, in case because I'm thinking more like primitive, like survival. Because if I'm in a house with, let's say, no electricity, maybe we need to start a fire. I'm gonna want a fire starter. Or if I were out in the woods. And then I'm also gonna want water or like a water source of something somehow. Because you never know where your water's gonna come from. And then number four, I'm on four, right? I'm losing track.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
That's
okay,
right.
four. A sleeping bag and some kind of sleeping items, like things to get warm in, because if we were out in the wilderness or out on a boat or whatever, I mean, who knows if you'd have electricity at all and
You're still
how
gonna
cold
cold.
or how. Yeah, so I'd want to make sure that we'd have plenty of bedding. And number five, man, that's a hard one. Number five, I'm gonna have to go with.
A good horse.
No, I don't know, because like there's so many items you could have, and like, you know, honestly, good entertainment of some sort, because I like good books or something, because I don't know how much I could take of constantly talking to people
For sure.
or just trying to entertain myself. So a good book or good music or something, collect them and just hope for the best. What about you?
I'm gonna go first with my weapon of choice is going to be, and I have reasons for it. Like, I would want to have a gun, so I'll go ahead and say some sort of firearm,
Okay.
just as like a backup measure, because I'm not gonna want to like you don't want to draw everything to you. So a gun would be good to have. I'm gonna use that as my number one in a backup situation. But my main weapon, I think, would be something like a blade or something of blunt force trauma that I'm not gonna run out of ammunition. So I'm gonna say a good steady or a good sturdy machete.
Okay.
So there's two.
Okay.
Plenty of water. Plenty of water, because you don't know how you don't know when you're gonna get trapped somewhere or be hunkered down somewhere. You can go a long time without food, but if you run out of water, you're dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that three? Is that where I'm at? Three. Okay, so number four is going to be, I'm gonna say, a good bug out backpack, like just something with
You and your
some
backpacks.
basic stuff in it, like first aid kit, maybe
Now I
some
feel like you're stretching.
medications
I feel like you're
potentially.
stretching your items.
Well, I mean, you're gonna, well, that's one item, because you can just carry it on your back
So
with
the
you.
backpack full of medical items.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. It's also a really good one. I had to think about.
Where am I at now? Is that four?
Four, you got one left.
One left. Oh shit. Let's see.
I told you it was hard.
I'm gonna also go with like some form of entertainment, like you said,
Yeah.
because like, I mean,
Sleeping backer.
not all of the situation, not all of like a post-apocalyptic situation would be out battling humans and zombies. Like, I think
Exactly.
95% of it, you're just gonna be hunkered up inside of a building or out in the woods, like
Right.
bored out of your fucking mind, just being quiet. So I'm gonna say like a deck of cards or board games
Yeah, that's
or
true. That's true. Because a lot
yeah.
of, like, I think that's what we forget is when we see movies, it shows them being like active, like
There's gonna
out
be
fighting zombies and doing like all of this cool action shit. And you know that in real life, you all would, we would all be trying to just stay alive
Yeah.
and not trying to fight
Most of the
zombies.
time, you're
So,
just going to be hiding, trying to stay
exactly.
secret and safe and alive.
Exactly. So you're not going to be out doing that shit. You're going to be inside trying to stay alive. And you're going to get bored. I mean, if we're in the middle of nowhere on a ship, we're going to get bored.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they
And
do have a casino and
well, I mean, it has stuff, but that's if we have electricity. We would hope so.
shuffleboard court.
So, yeah, my hope is that all is well with that. We would be, you know, in a place that all of that could kind of level itself out. But that's a tight list.
That's going to get me into not another question, but there's a book that I would recommend for anybody that's into zombie stuff or even just basic survival stuff. Would be The Zombie Survival Guide by Max Brooks. It's written in 2003, but that book has so many like tips and like good ideas for just basic survival scenarios. Like
Yeah.
the one I always remember is if something happens, like if something catastrophic happens and basically we're faced with a post-apocalyptic scenario like the apocalypse, he says the very first thing you should do is fill up your sinks and your bathtubs and any large container that you possibly can with water, because that is going to be your biggest risk is a contaminated water supply. Like, so stock up with as much
Interesting.
water at the very beginning of it, while all of the water in your water lines are still clean, drinkable water.
Yeah.
Fill your bathtubs up, fill your sinks up, fill up carboys, fill up
Whatever you
Tupperware
can.
container,
Yeah.
everything you possibly can, fill it up with water, because that's going to probably be your main water supply
For a while.
for a while
Yeah.
until everything settles.
Or until you go out and get more.
But
Yeah,
yeah.
I did peek at that book, I think that I saw, and it did have a lot of really good stuff in it. So
And Max Brooks is the writer. He's also the son of Mel Brooks, the comedian and director, and he wrote like Young Frankenstein and yeah, the producers. I mean, it's a pretty famous family.
very nice, very nice.
There's a lot of good humor in the book too. It's actually like a really
Yeah.
entertaining book. Let's see, where are we? If zombies do happen, what do you think zombies will be like? Do you think it'll be like the
Like real
movies, or do you
zombies,
think
yeah.
it'll be something completely different?
I mean, it's hard to say. I do feel like there's a high possibility of them being very like to the point that they wouldn't have any mental control. I'm not sure because if we came from being so aware to no longer being aware, I wondered if we would be a little bit more intelligent as zombies versus what the movies show. And I do know that there are movies where there are smarter zombies than, you know, the average, but I feel like, you know, yeah, like I would lean more towards maybe they would still be kind of people like, but still infectious and dangerous. So that's my theory.
Absolutely. I'm gonna use my idea to go ahead and talk about like some science of zombies, because that's honestly the way that I think it would go. There's a type of fungus called Ophiocordyceps that they're a real thing, and what they do is they basically attack and take over the brain and the nervous system of like certain types of insects, mostly like ants and like wasps, and I mean basically anything.
Really?
But there's I think that would be, and that's also what the science of the video game The Last of Us was based off of, was basically like a fungal symbiosis that like they're basically the fungus is using our body but taking over the nervous system and the brain and like using our bodies as a way to spread the fungus.
That's really scary.
And these funguses are like pretty like they're all over the world. Like there's over 200 species of this type of fungus, and there's a one species is right here in North America, and they attack exclusively carpenter ants, like mostly just carpenter ants here
So
in
that's interesting.
there are zombie insects right here in North America.
Les Aviants.
So all it would have to do is just, you know, evolve a little bit and learn how to work with human DNA, and bam, you've got a zombie apocalypse.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting. So that's your theory?
Yeah.
It could just be like a fungal takeover?
Yeah, and I think there probably would have to be some form of intelligence, because even with like these fungus that take over the insects, like, it's not like they're just brain dead insects now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're actively going into their colonies of insects and like infecting the rest of the insects.
Exactly. Like, I almost think it would be almost kind of like rabies, you know, because it could infect you and then you're still kind of conscious, but then you're also still kind of crazy. And then you start, you know, attacking people. And so it could totally be like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Rabies is honestly like
the closest thing to it, right?
Yeah, because humans can carry rabies. Like, if you've ever watched videos of humans infected by rabies,
it's terrifying.
That shit is zombies. Yeah. It's fucking zombies.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have the thing about rabies that wouldn't turn into zombies right now is because it basically shuts down your digestive system and doesn't allow you to drink water, so you basically starve and dehydrate to death. But if rabies could tone it back just a little bit, the virus itself could tone it back just a little bit,
yeah,
and not kill the host, that's a very huge huge chance of like zombie virus. Yeah. And as we know,
it's very close on the line.
As we know with COVID, like zombies, or not zombies, but viruses do evolve, and they evolve extremely quickly. So
with zombies. You're not wrong.
Who's to say that rabies couldn't possibly turn into a zombie virus?
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's close for both of those things. Everything evolves, so there's a chance for all of it.
Let's get back into a little more pop culture. What's your favorite zombie movie?
Oh, boy. Okay, you know, that's a really good question. I'm going to have to go with Zombieland. I feel like it's probably one of my first movies that, like, I could just watch over and over again. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. And it was really, you know, clever. I love that there is some humor, some sadness, some romance, it hits all the targets. Makes you laugh, makes you cry, makes you scared, makes you like excited. It's funny. So it's probably one of my favorites. And honestly, like, I would hope that the zombies were not like the zombies in Zombieland. But if they are, okay, rule number one, cardio.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to start running on the treadmill every single day. I'm about to get the fittest I can in my life because I'm about to be a runner. Okay. She's a runner. She's a track star. I'm going to be out of here. Okay. Out of here. Far away. And then number two, double tap. We shooting them twice out here in these streets. Cause I will not, I'm not taking no chances.
Anytime we're watching a movie and the main character, like, you know, takes one shot off of the bad guy, even not in a zombie movie, like, I'm always, that's never the fucking end of it.
Right. Like, I'm like, hit him twice.
My philosophy is if you take its goddamn head off, it is not going to get up.
Exactly. So I agree with that statement. What about you? What is your favorite movie?
I have two movies that I got to pick for two different reasons.
And I know one of them is my favorite too. So technically that's our joint favorite. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say it.
Okay. I'm going to say Shaun of the Dead.
Okay, that's our joint.
Like that's the one that I enjoy the most. It's like just a fun movie to watch. It's hilarious. It's Simon Pegg is amazing.
He's one of my favorites.
Now, if we're talking about a zombie movie that like fills my nightmares and is the zombies that I think of when I think of like we're fucked, like if it was that kind of zombie, 28 Days Later. That was the first zombie movie I ever watched, and like it scared the shit out of me because it felt so real. Yeah. Like it's felt because the science behind it was realistic because it was a very rabies type virus that it evolved. So like it felt like a legitimate like potential like possibility, like it felt plausible. And just the intelligence and the speed and
Those were some scary ass zombies.
The intensity of those zombies was like nothing we'd ever seen before.
I would not want that to be the case at all.
Those zombies are still in my nightmares.
Yeah, they're scary.
Let's see. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, like, so do you think that if there was a cure, like, do you think that there could be a cure? Or would it just wipe us all out?
I think even if there was a cure, you're going to wind up with anti-vaxxers and stuff like that no matter what. So yeah. not anything against anti-vaxxers, but I
just don't know if we would have a vaccine. I'm saying like,
I think it could happen. So I think it could happen so fast. If something like that happened, it would happen so fast that I don't know that we'd have time to develop an antivirus.
That's my worry.
I don't know. Plus you've got like, people are never going to work together. Mm-hmm. You put people in the most shitty situations, and that's another, going back to the Night of the Living Dead, mm-hmm. that was the first movie that starred an African-American in the lead role.
Oh, cool.
The actor's name was Dwayne Jones. He played a character named Ben. And
I loved Ben. That's a great character.
George A. Romero didn't initially write that character as a black character, but mm-hmm. whenever Dwayne auditioned for the part, like, he was like, this is fucking perfect. Like, because basically he wanted to show how ignorant humans are, that like, right. they're being faced with this like crazy, like unstoppable outside force. But on the inside of this house where you've got these living, breathing human beings, mm-hmm. they still can't get their shit together and work together.
Still got conflict, like, yeah, over so race.
He basically wanted to show that like, humans are stupid. One. Yeah.
Great topic for Black History Month, because I feel like that touches on such a strong point that the world still,
I mean, we're looking at that right now.
We still see. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's still happening. And I think that that's a big part of what I love about our channel. Like this platform that we have is just showing that, you know, people can coexist, man.
Yeah.
Like, what is with all of this hate?
I mean, we're looking at that in today's society with, yeah. you can just look at something like COVID. Like, mm-hmm. we've got a virus, like, whether you believe the virus is as serious as the CDC says it is or whatever, it's killing people. Like, it's hurting people. There's bad shit happening in the world today, and we still can't get over the little petty bullshit and work together. Like,
yeah, it's annoying. And I wish that life would, you know, I wish the world could be better. Like, people could be better.
Yeah.
But let's just lighten it up real quick. I don't want to get too dark in there. What's your 5-person perfect team? If you could have a zombie killing team, it doesn't matter who. It could be anyone. Who would it be?
Okay. Even though I don't like him as an entertainment.
Uh-huh.
For entertainment value, I'm gonna go with Bear Grylls, because Bear Grylls has a lot of good he has a lot of good survival tips. I think he's a little bit stupid on the show, because he's basically, you know, he's being reckless. If you go in a real survival scenario and do some of the shit Bear Grylls does, you're gonna fall and break your leg and be trapped in the wilderness.
Yeah, like, and it would suck.
Number two. Oh god.
I mean, it could be anyone. So
I'm trying to think of like,
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I said. Like, you can say anyone. We can still use the same people for our team. So it doesn't matter.
I'm going to go with Jason Momoa, just because.
Okay.
He feels very utilitarian. Okay. Like, he seems like he would be a strong, useful individual.
Yeah. And he's great. Yeah.
John Goodman, because. It's funny, and I only say this because I had a dream years ago, and it was a zombie dream, and for some reason it was me and John Goodman like running around in this like little busted red Ford Ranger.
That's funny.
Looking for like parts for a vehicle, but like, I just like his sense of humor. I think you're gonna want somebody with good energy, he's got real good energy. And that's my number five is going to be, I'm gonna pick a girl. I'm not gonna pick. Let's see, who would be a good girl? Who's a badass chick?
Oh, there's a lot of them. A whole ton.
I know.
There's a whole ton of them.
I'm just going to go ahead and say Michelle Rodriguez.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
she's fine. A tough gal.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel
she's
like
cool.
I feel like she can handle her shit in a situation.
No, she's awesome. Okay, so my five person team is gonna be Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I
almost said
I'm
Jason Statham.
Say, oh man, can they be dead people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve Irwin. Yeah. Oh man.
I need somebody who knows.
Crikey.
I need somebody who knows the back jungle. I'm also gonna go ahead.
Survive in the bush with that guy.
You know, I'm gonna pick a badass female. I'm gonna say Charlize Theron. You know,
oh,
she's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I feel like for some reason she's from South Africa, so she would like know some shit.
Yeah.
She knows some shit. And then lastly, man. God, Jason Statham, just because I like to look at him sometimes.
Jason Statham.
Know, he's cute. And he has a nice accent, but I feel like he would know something.
For sure.
My team is like,
he looks like he can kick ass.
With all the kind of people that Jason Momoa is always like on somebody's team, but I feel like The Rock would be a good one to have, so I'm glad I pulled him into the cards, you know what I'm saying? So here's a hard question that I feel like we always need to ask in this scenario is, if you could kill a loved one, if you had to kill Briarland,
oh God,
would you do it?
I'd have to. If you guys were infected, I would have to.
I know. But what do you feel like you would? I mean, I feel like I would try my best to do every possible thing to just not kill you. I feel like I would just like lock you in a shed or something and walk away and just hope that you never got out. But
no.
I don't know. I feel like if I had to, yeah, I would.
I think I'd definitely wait until you turned.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I'd just shoot you. And
I know.
It'd be hard, but you'd have to.
It would be hard.
Because what you're doing by leaving a zombie behind is you're risking somebody else getting infected. You're just aiding in it.
What about the children? Children are such a risk in the zombie world.
Yeah.
Like, they make too much noise. They don't listen.
Oh, man. Anytime there's a baby in a zombie movie,
I
feel
get
fucked
so
up.
Scared for them.
It feels fucked up, but, like, I'm, in my head, I'm like, you're going to have to kill that little fucker because he's going to draw everything to you.
I always feel so scared for them.
It's literally a bait call.
I worry for them. I truly do. Like, I don't know if I could handle killing a baby, but if I had to.
But
I feel like we're coming up to like one of our last questions.
Yeah, I think we are basically done. We already talked about preppers. Oh, let's talk about like what zombie did we have? We already talked about what zombies represent in society. Yeah, we have.
We kind of have,
that,
you know.
Yeah.
But I remember the last question that we did have was your zombie wish list. So like your bucket list, what is like the last thing that you could one last thing you could do if you knew you were going to die?
Oh man. I'm terrified of heights. So skydiving might be in that.
It'll be a great way to go.
I'm already going to die.
Yeah.
So why not jump out of a plane?
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
I think just going and doing like a lot of the shit that you didn't get to do while you were in a normal life would be good.
So
yeah,
you have to pick your one. You're gonna skydive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I feel like if I had to pick one, I would do like something in a submarine because I'm afraid of deep sea. Like the deep sea freaks me out because of how many scary animals could be down there.
Honestly, I changed my mind. What I'm gonna do for my last one is I'm gonna get me like some bottles of tequila. I'm gonna go find a nice, beautiful, secluded beach. And I'm just going to live out my last days just living it up in the sun, on the beach, swimming, getting drunk.
I mean, that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
That does sound very nice.
Yeah.
I would want to do something, just want to see the deep sea, like all the creatures, because I feel like I'm too scared to do like any type of snorkeling or diving right now. But I would also really love to see some of the like secluded tropical places, like maybe go on like some of those really deep forest diving adventures if I could get overseas. So I don't know, just wanting to see the beautiful things, obviously.
For
that
sure.
If that was our last of our days.
Yeah, I think I just want to do something
opinion,
peaceful.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
We want to get you all's opinions. We want to know what you would do on your last day if you knew that you were going to be a zombie What would you do? I mean, what would be your last request? Like, I would always think to myself, like, that if we couldn't find a cure, which I don't know if we could fast enough, you know, what would life be like?
And if you want to share that with us, you can check us out at Heathen in the Hedge podcast on both Facebook and Instagram. Hit us in the inbox, hit us in the comments. Like, we want to hear from you guys. What are your opinions and theories and all of that for a zombie apocalypse?
Right.
This has been a really fun Freaky Friday. This one was just purely for fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And please find us on our social medias.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you, and we hope that you all have been enjoying our content.
Check out the tree. We've got a tree with our Patreon and all that information in it.
So definitely check it out. You can find us at Heathen in the Hedge podcast, and we will, you know, hopefully hear from you. We're excited about that. So
yeah,
we hope you enjoyed this Freaky Friday episode.
Yeah, you crazy little heretics.
Our little heretics. We love you guys. Thanks so much for being here. I am Shay.
My name is Merlin.
And this has been Heathen and the Hedge. Blessed be, y'all.
Love you guys.